Yo, we are back. It's been a minute, but it is your boy, Frazier Fitness, aka Coach Fraz, coming back to you with another Daily Dose of Dom on your Unleash Your Inner Athlete podcast. I was just out for my daily stroll and just wanted to touch base with you all, let you guys know some things are coming back up. We're going to have some great interviews, some daily strolls, just me getting my daily steps in, but still providing you guys with a nice little piece of motivation to get you going on your day, either beginning of the day or when you're winding for the night. Just want to start it off with movement is medicine. Our bodies and our minds are pretty much one of the most powerful things that we have. And if we don't use it, we're definitely going to lose it. As we age and get older, we deal with things like chronic back issues, high blood pressure, lack of steps, lack of movement. And these are all things that we need to be the best versions of ourselves possible. First, one of the things I like to tell my clients is, a lot of them say they don't have time, so I like to tell them, hey, after each meal, let's get out and let's go for a 10-minute walk. All right, 3 meals a day, that's 30 minutes. Right then and there, you're probably hitting your 10,000 steps or close to it that you need. And the beautiful thing about improving your step count is you're now improving your NEAT, and that's your non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So that's highly related to just overall making your body better through the process of fat loss and just getting more active. Because the key to that is the more active you become, the more you can do with your body, the more you can do with how you feel. Also, right now, getting outside, letting that sun hit you, great way to get in some vitamin D and just keep your mood to the best way that you possibly can. Another thing is, let's make sure we're out here as we're getting older and moving and finding activity again, as the world is still on the process of opening up. Let's make sure we're hydrating, all right? Our bodies are made of 75% water, so we want to make sure that we're getting that fluid in, all right? Those are key and critical things, especially with myself being out here in the Tri-Cities desert type area. Fluid retention is everything, all right? And just 1% of lack of hydration can lead to dehydration, which leads to mood alter, a decrease in performance, issues with sleeping, recovery, how your body feels. All those type of things are vital. Another small thing that I want to talk about is pretty much just your nutrition, right? We're not here right now to talk about dieting or things like that. As a nutrition coach, it's my job, my goal, my passion to help people eat better, right? And eating better is what works for you. I'm not saying that, you know, high carb is the devil, low carb is the devil, keto is the devil, Mediterranean diet. All those things have a role and they all work when they need to fit your lifestyle. Right. Carbs at the end of the day are not the enemy. Carbs are our number one fuel source. So some small things that you want to focus on are getting your protein, right? Your daily protein, you want to hit that with every meal. All right, protein is going to help you stay fueled, give you energy, help you stay satiated, and help you put on that lean muscle. As we get older, right, some people have to deal with things like osteoporosis or bone density issues. Our protein is going to help us keep that lean muscle up so we can stay strong. We can prevent those injuries. our carbs, that's our fuel source. So our white rice is our brown rice, is our pastas, you know, those are our complex carbs. And we have our endless amount of green vegetables. Those are all key and critical. All right, so those are some simple proteins and carbs. And then we want to have our healthy fats, and that's our avocados, our our nut butters, if you're able to have those. A peanut is not a nut, it's a legume, so you also got to watch out and be mindful of that, right? But I just wanted to hop in today while I'm finishing up my walk. These are just some simple steps to get you back on your healthy track of living, loving your lifestyle. So, Frazier Fitness, I'm out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Let me know what questions, what comments, what topics you want to discuss and go over. And yeah, we've got some big things in store. So just be ready. Be on the lookout. All right? Educate, motivate, and inspire.